CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4RYP. My name is Anna, and my location is Campobello. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4RYP or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4RYP or Net Control. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your name, call, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight, we will begin the roll call portion of the net with those who use the pre-check feature on the website. Net Control would like to recognize W4FCM Fred in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI Isla, also in Traveler's Rest, KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, W4NGU, Philip in Bowling Springs, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, W4MKH, Marshall in St. John's, Florida, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, KG4QLQ, Linda, also in Piedmont, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. We appreciate all of those who use the pre-net feature to check in with us tonight. Don't have anyone on EchoLink at this time, so we will keep an eye on that and move on to the RF portion. Tonight being Monday night, we will begin with Echo through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
KO4RYP. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Candler, and I hope I'm not the only one checking in tonight, Anna. Puts in as negative and negative. Thanks.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina, and I will be in and out tonight.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Harry, and Candler. And Harry, I'm glad you're not the only one checking in tonight, too. So, Patrick, thanks for at least making it two tonight. KO4HKX, that's Patrick up in Penrose. All right, we'll do one more call for Echo Through Hotel. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters E through H, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in out of turn. Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November, Papa. Landing via Echo Link, Liberty, in and out.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Landon from Liberty, KG4WNP, checking in via Echo Link. Thank you so much for checking in with us, Landon. I appreciate that. All right, now we'll move up to the next section of the alphabet. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters India through Lima, I through L, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
RYP. It's Adderwell. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina.
Hope you and Chad are well. Good evening to you. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Oh. And Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer, I will be in and out this evening. Over.
RYP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, that's KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, no traffic, no comment this evening, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest, I'll be negative and negative, and 73 to all on the net.
Check in and out, Kilo Oscar 4, Indio Sierra Golf, KO 4, ISG, Danny. I'm over here in Gastonia, North Carolina. Good net and good night. And here another, the other net back there, you can check me in as well. Y'all have a good day or night.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome W4IOE, Mr. Sid and Fletcher. Thank you so much for checking in with me tonight, Sid. I hope you're staying warm up there in Fletcher. It's going to be chilly down here tonight. I'm sure it's even cooler up there where you are. I would also like to recognize KK4JD. That's Joe checking in from Greer. Thank you so much for checking in with us tonight. Hope you're doing well. Next on my list is KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Mr. Duncan, it's always good to hear you check in and chat with our with Chad and our other friends on the net. So thanks for being here tonight and checking in with me. Next, I'd like to recognize KO4LAO, Mr. Jim and TR. Thank you for checking in tonight. And KO4ISG, Mr. Danny in Gastonia. And thanks for checking in tonight and listening to me two times. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. All right, I'll do one more call for India through Lima. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters I through L, please call KO4RYP or net control. All right, we'll move on up to our next station, M through P. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters M through P, Mike through Papa, please call KO4RYP or net control.
RYP. Anna, please check in Kilo 4. Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
RYP. Anna, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 to you, Ms. Anna, and Chad, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
RYP. Anna, pleasure to hear you call in the net tonight. Please check in Kilowatt 4 Oscar India Mike, Walt, Lake Bowen, and Emmett. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, Miss Lorena. I always love to hear you check in, Miss Lorena. Thank you. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they are all in Piedmont. Lorena, I hope you all are doing well. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. I'd also like to welcome KO4NNH, Mr. Fred, muzzling around in Piedmont. You be careful out there, Fred, and thanks for checking in. And my good friend Walt over on Lake Bowen and Inman, K4OIM. Walt, thanks so much for checking in with me. All right, I think someone is on EchoLink now, so we'll pause for just a second. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4 RYP or Net Control.
Roll.
It's KO4 RYP Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Our EchoLink station, I heard you key up and I heard you say Net Control, but didn't hear anything else. If you're having them, feel free to just shoot us a text through EchoLink. We can check you in that way. So I'm going to pause for just a minute again and give EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only a chance to check in. This is KO4 RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we will jump back to EchoLink in just a few minutes. See if anybody there would like to check in. Let's see, one more call for stations beginning with M through P. If any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters Mike through Papa, please call KO4 RYP. KO4 RYP Net Control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Last station, I could hear you key in the mic, but I could not hear, make out anything you said. Would you try one more time to check in with me?
Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, Fred in Korea.
KO4 RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Mr. Fred, for rechecking with me. I got you that time. KI4MRA, Mr. Fred in Greer. Thank you so much for checking in with us tonight. All right, we'll move up to the next station of the alphabet, Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters Q through T, please call KO4 RYP or Net Control.
KO4 RYP. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2, Tango, W2T, Rusty. I'm Marvel and Duncan, headed back home to Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KO4 RYP, please check in. N4 RLX, pilot and cross anchor, negative and negative.
Oh, please check in. Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry and Taylor's.
Net Control, please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John Brown Summit, North Carolina. No comment, no traffic.
This is KO4 RYP Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome WU2T, Mr. Rusty, Mobling Around, and Duncan. Mr. Rusty, I hope that the rehearsal went well tonight. Thank you for checking in with me, and be careful on your way back to Moore. I'd also like to recognize N4RLX, that's pilot and cross anchor. Mr. Pilot, your signal is very clear and strong tonight. You sound like you're sitting right next to me. So we appreciate you checking in. Just wanted to let you know you've got a good signal tonight. All right, next on my list is Mr. Harry, KE6TCG, in Taylor's. Mr. Harry, thank you so much for checking in. I appreciate it. And via EchoLink, I have KN4RJN. That's Mr. John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Mr. John, thank you for checking in. I hope you are doing well tonight. All right, I'll give one more call for the Quebec through Tango group. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters Q through T, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
RYP, please check in. KO4RIM, Joel in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Joel in Piedmont, KO4RIM. Mr. Joel, thank you for checking in. I hope you are doing well tonight. I'd also like to take a minute. I forgot to check him in his regular group. Check in my husband, KO4NUE, Chad, and he's sitting right next to me tonight helping me with the net. All right, we'll move up to the next section of the alphabet, Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters U through Z, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
Net Control. Well, please check in. Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November. K4, VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Net control. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot Kilo Columbus. Good evening again, Alan, and everybody on the net. Just check me in and out. K4WFU, Ken, Simpsonville, in and out.
November 4, Whiskey, Romeo Oscar, N4WRO, Bill and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a good group. Let me go ahead and back up and recognize Mr. Allen in Piedmont, K4VKN. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Allen. I hope you are doing well. Next on my list is KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith in Columbus. Mr. Keith, I appreciate you putting up with me twice tonight, too. Thank you for checking in on both the nets that I called tonight. Hope you have a good evening. And next, K4WFU, Mr. Ken in Simpsonville. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Ken. And N4WRO, Mr. Bill in Easley. I appreciate hearing you on the radio, Mr. Bill. Hope you have a good evening. All right, we'll make one more call for group U through Z. Please call KO4RYP or net control.
YP. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Air control. And Kilo Foxtrot 4. Charlie Kilo Tango. That's KF4CKT. My name's John, and I'm down in Honeypot, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everybody on the net, and I'll be short time.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thank you for checking in with me tonight, Mr. Tommy. Hope you're doing well. And next on my list, Mr. John in Honeypot, KF4CKT. Thank you for checking in tonight, John. I appreciate it. Hope you're doing well. We'll move on up to the next station, the patient group, Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters A through D, please call KO4RYP or net control.
RYP. And Miss Anna, Mr. Chad in the net, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. I'll be around for comments. Joy will be in and out. Good evening to you and Chad and all on the net.
RYP. Anna, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Everybody seems to be checking in groups of four tonight. I like it. I'd like to welcome W4DJW, Mr. Dave in Greer. He is our net manager. Thank you for all you do, Dave, and thanks for checking in tonight. And next, KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley, somebody else who listened to me twice tonight. Thank you for checking in, Gary, and bringing along your pretty little bride, K3JOY, Miss Joy. You please tell Miss Joy I said hello, and I'll be back to you, Gary, for some comments in just a little bit. And KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley. Thank you for checking in, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. I'm going to pause for just a second and go back to EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4RYP or net control.
Roll. Please see Juliet, Oscar, Papa, Rick in Mount Pleasant. No traffic, in and out.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome via EchoLink, Mr. Rick down in Mount Pleasant, K1JOP. Mr. Rick, thank you so much for checking in. I hope you are doing well down there on the coast, and I hope you are having warmer weather than we are up here. Thank you for checking in tonight. All right, one last call for stations Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the suffix of your call beginning with the letters A through D, please call KO4RYP or Net Control. This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. All right, I'm going to open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station with any letter and of the alphabet and the suffix of your call, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
RYP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
KO4RYP. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo Donna, and my husband Kilo Kilo 4 JBQ Larry. We live in Greer. Check us in and out, please. And thanks for calling the net, Anna. 73.
Oh, please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Yankee Lima Charlie. KC4YLC, David and Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Roll, please log in. Kilo Oscar 4, a golf uniform, November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, golf uniform, November. Nelson in Greenville en route to Spartanburg. Negative and negative, over.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to welcome KK4JFO, Mr. James, in Tuxedo. Mr. James, always good to hear you check in. Thank you so much. And next on my list, it gives me great pleasure to welcome KC4MFK. That is Donna in Greer, and she brings along her husband, Larry, KK4JBQ. Miss Donna, thank you so much for checking in with me tonight. It is always good to hear another female ham on the radio calling in. So you have made my night tonight. Thank you so much for checking in. And you tell Larry we said hello. All right. Next up, I'd like to recognize KC4YLC, Mr. David in Whitmire. You're sounding good tonight on the radio, Mr. David. Hope you're doing well. And KO4GUN, Mr. Nelson, en route from Greenville to Spartanburg. You be careful out there, Mr. Nelson. Thank you for checking in with me. All right, one last call for any stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, all the way through the alphabet. Please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
Net Control, please check in. Lloyd KO4PXB in Simpsonville. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo in Simpsonville.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome my good friend Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Hope you are doing well, Lloyd. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks for checking in. This is KO4RYP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. For DOS, you're the only one I've got with comments tonight, unless somebody else changes their mind and decides to chat with me tonight. So, Mr. Gary, go ahead.
We're RYP in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening again, Miss Anna. Called a good net on the Tryon machine. Had a lot of nice folks in there. Enjoyed listening to that net. Had a strange day this afternoon. Went over to K4ZZX's widow's house. She called me and wanted me to come over and see what kind of equipment that he had. Went over there and made a list of his stuff, and I've been here on the computer trying to research some of it. Some of it I didn't know what was, to be honest with you. Had a power supply. It's switching power supply. It didn't have a name on it, just a model number. I came in and typed that in there and popped up real quick. I learned something new today. So we got most of that done. I'm going to get back in touch with her before I put the stuff on the swap net. But Steve is another silent key. We've had a bunch of those in the last year. I hate to say, but that's the way it goes sometimes. But everything seems to be going well other than that. Got some projects I need to get started around here. And matter of fact, me and Joy were talking about that just a little bit ago. I got a few things that she wants me to get done and a couple other things I need to get done. So whether she wants them done or not, I need to get them done. So I guess it'll all work out in the near future. At least I hope it does. Hopefully the weather doesn't get too cold on me to do some of them.
Well, Mr. Gary, I certainly hope you get all of those honeydew items on Miss Joy's list done, but I also certainly hope there's no painting on that list, because I've heard that that doesn't always go so well with you. But I sure do appreciate, Gary, and I know I can speak for others, appreciate all you do for these silent keys, their widows, and helping them take care of the equipment. That's I wouldn't know where to begin, honestly. I just know how to turn it on and get to the frequency I need to get on, and that's about it. So I know that they appreciate what you're doing for them and helping them take care of that equipment. And my goodness, what would we ever do without Google? I'll tell you what, that's I just laugh and chuckle when my kids always, they seem to be able to find an answer to anything. They always, well, just ask Google, Mom, ask Google. I'm like, good grief, you guys don't even remember what it was like before we could ask Google whatever we needed to know. So, well, I sure hope you can get everything done before it turns too cool. Tonight's not going to be the night. I think it's supposed to be really, really chilly, but we got a warm-up coming, so you better get all your outside stuff done towards the end of the week, Mr. Gary.
Well, let's see. Let's go back to the painting deal. I don't know if you heard me tell it or not, but my wife don't want me to paint. She doesn't like the way I paint, and so I said, okay, you do all the painting. And that seems to work real well. we don't really argue about it, but she doesn't like the way I paint. Now, if it's trimming out a window or something of that nature, you know, the real fine trim work, she doesn't mind me doing that. I can take a 4-inch brush and trim out a 6 or 8 pane window and no, nothing flat. And where she takes a little 2-inch brush and it takes her all day to do one. So I can do a few things that she lets me do as far as the painting goes. I don't mind painting, but there again, I don't do it to suit her the way she wants it done. So if she wants to do the painting, I'll sit back and let her have at it. As far as the other chores I've got going, I've got several other little projects I want to get moving on. But one of the main ones is since we've had a little breeze here the last few days, most of the leaves are on the ground. And I've got to get out there. I don't have to, but I want to get out there with the lawnmower when it warms up in the next 2 or 3 days and see if I can't pick the leaves up and dump them on the garden spot.
Mr. Gary, I got a question about that painting. So you use a 4-inch brush on the trim, fine trim panes of the window. I have to ask, do you tape it or do you do it freehand without taping? And how much scraping is involved if you don't have to use the tape, if you're using a 4-inch brush? So many questions. So many questions.
As far as how much scraping, there is none. I do not tape. If the glass has paint on it already, I go ahead and scrape it off before I do the trim work. And a 4-inch brush holds just a little bit more paint than the smaller brushes. And you don't wipe all the paint off, but you don't leave it real heavy. but you can start in one corner and go down and then just flip your brush over and grab the other corner and then move on to the next piece. And I just do it freehand, and that's the way I've always done it.
Well, Mr. Gary, I'm pretty impressed. So next time I need some trim paint work, I know where to call, because Chad does not do trim paint work. He really, well, he does the spray gun when we paint, and I appreciate that because it goes very, very fast. But there's a lot of taping and prep work that goes into that. So we've done, you know, a few little home improvement projects around here now that the kids are gone, moving bedrooms and such around, and there's been more painting than I would like going on lately. And I keep telling my sister the next time I need to paint everything and all the trim. We have a lot of windows in our house. I'm afraid I'm just going to have to hire that out because that is not my favorite. So I'm terribly impressed with your painting skills on the trim of the 4-inch brush. So well done, Gary. Joy, just don't let him do the walls because he won't stop at the crown molding.
Didn't have to tell that. Oh, mate. But no, that's quite all right. It's not a problem. I don't mind painting. You know, she, like I said, she paints the inside of the house, and I do all the outside work and that sort of stuff. We got a pretty good system going here. It works real well. She does her thing, and I do mine, and then we collaborate on a lot of things, you know. And like when I was building the back deck, she wanted to come out and paint it. Most people don't paint the decking boards and stuff before they put them down, but all the boards on the deck, and I mean all the boards, the joist and the post and everything, were painted on all four sides plus the ends before they were put together. So I don't have to worry about water damage on most of that. There's a few things that I do to help preserve the lumber as far as that goes, but like I said, the most part, Joy came out there and she painted all the boards, and then I put them together, and I didn't use screws. I mean, I didn't use nails on the back deck. I used screws and screwed everything together and black bolted parts together and that sort of thing. It worked out real well. So when I get to my next project, I'm going to tell her, okay, you know, you feeling up to it, come on outside and paint. But if it gets cold before I do the one other major project I've got going, she won't go out there and paint it. I'll have to do it myself because I've waited too long.
When we were putting the roof on our porch, this has been years ago, but we did the same thing. I think Joyce got the right idea. We painted everything before we put it up, and gosh, it made it so much easier. And you got so much, like, I don't worry about it because we painted it on all the sides. So it was a whole lot less mess and a whole lot easier and I think better in the long run. So Miss Joyce, you got a smart woman there doing that kind of painting before you put the deck together, Mr. Gary. But you got probably one last little window of some warm weather coming the next few days. So then after that, all I can see is maybe in the 50s for our highs. So you better get working on your last outside project so Miss Joy can help you on that. And I was thinking about your leaves and wanting to get them up. So I've been driving around over the weekend, saw a lot of people out raking leaves and blowing leaves, and especially after the windy days we've had, everybody's leaves are coming down. I grew up in a house that was pretty much in the woods. My dad was an architect, and he did not believe in cutting any trees down to build a house. He believed in building your house around the trees that were already there. And in and amongst them, just slipping your house in. So we never raked leaves, not a day in our life. And my dad said, we didn't have a yard, we didn't have a lot of grass. My dad said he did that on purpose because he did not like yard work. And so he wanted to have all the trees and all the leaves on the ground, and that was his ground covering. So by golly, that's what we did. So raking leaves is not a chore that I'm used to at all. So I think the lawnmower sounds like a really good idea, and then using that in your garden for some compost, that sounds like a really good plan to me.
RYP in the net, JI4DOS. Well, I don't rake leaves. I got a leaf blower, and I got that lawnmower that's got the baggers on the back of it, and I just ride around over them and mulch them up and put them in the bag and then take them out there and dump them on the garden. Seems to be real good for the soil, and it does help out with the composting and that sort of thing. Sometimes I get a few grass seeds in there, but before I retired, I didn't have a whole lot of time to get out there and keep the garden clean. But the last two or three years since I've been retired, it's stayed relatively clean, except towards the end when stuff started playing out and this sort of thing. And then I won't dig the grass out, and I just let it go. And then I till the grass under, and then it helps the soil as well. But it's just a couple of projects I got to get moving on, and I'll get it done. And we'll, not that big a deal. Won't take that long once I get started. The hard part's getting started, I guess. but we've all got stuff we need to do, and it takes a little time regardless. But other than that, Anna, I guess that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. I'll see if you got some more check-ins, maybe another rag chewer or two. I'll turn it back over to you. Appreciate you calling the net. You're doing a real good job, you and Chad both. And I enjoyed talking. Well, I didn't talk to you on the other net, but I did enjoy listening to it. But y'all have a good evening, what's left of it, and we'll talk to y'all a little bit later. And I'll relay your message to Joey. KO4RYP in the net, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, thank you so much for chatting with me for a little while, Gary. I enjoyed it. This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for check-ins? Anyone all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, who would like to check in, or anyone who would like to comment, please call KO4RYP or net control.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, kind of checking in a little bit late, been working. Name is Gene, Taylor's negative and negative, over.
This is KO4RYP, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene in Taylor's W4FHJ. And Mr. Gene, you're not late at all. You are just right on time. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. Hope you are doing well. Any other comments or check-ins, please call KO4RYP or net control.
Delta 8, Romeo Oscar, November.
WD8RON, this is KO4RYP. Can I get your name and location, please?
D8RON, my name is Ed, Echo Delta, Rivard.
Net Control would like to recognize WD8RON, Mr. Ed up in Brevard. Mr. Ed, thank you so much for checking in with me tonight. I appreciate it. It's good to hear you on the radio. Hope you're doing well. Any other comments or check-ins, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
D8RON, I have a question.
Ed, with your question.
Into the nets here over the last week or so, having just got my radio up and operating. I've been trying to follow what the procedures are and some of the jargon. I'm curious about the E-link. I'd like to know more about just what that is. I'm assuming it's tying repeaters to repeaters.
D8RON, stand by. I'm going to find someone who can answer your question a whole lot more knowledgeably than I can. KK4JBQ, are you there, Mr. Larry?
4RYP, KK4JBQ. Here I am, Anna.
JBQ, this is KO4RYP. WD8RON, Mr. Ed in Brevard, he had a question about EchoLink, and I was wondering if you could answer him.
Certainly, thank you. Well, Echolink is a way that we hams can speak to repeaters in particular. I think this is most applicable to your question. After installing the Echolink software, either on your computer, they also have a version for your phone, you can use either of those devices to link to the repeater at the appropriate time, of course, and either monitor or check in using Echolink. It does require registration using your call sign. Only amateurs can use this. You must have a call sign to use Echolink. KK4JBQ.
Darwin. The course is, where do I get the software? And do I put it on the computer or on the phone?
Most folks use the computer. You can use the phone if that's more convenient for you. What operating system do you use on your computer?
Windows or the Apple. And on my phone, it's the Apple.
Okay. Go to the App Store on your Apple phone and just type in Echolink. It's one word, Echolink. And install the software. The installation is free. And you go from there. As I recall, it was simple, very easy to register. Of course, it asks you for your call sign and gives you instructions to put in your call sign and your name, and they look that up on the database, the FCC database, verify everything, and you're good to go from there. It is very handy to use the phone because you might be away from the computer driving. Perhaps you want to pull over and check in while you're driving. That's very good. Does that answer your question? KK4JBQ.
Problem on using voice. What about on the computer? What kind of microphone do I need to use with one
computer? We're KK4JDQ. With that, we get down into the weeds of, you know, what particular computer do you have? If it's a laptop, it will have a microphone in, or it will have a built-in microphone. If it's a desktop, there will always be a microphone in jack. And it's quite easy to connect a microphone, should you have one. I would look for a microphone. For most computers, I think a microphone with an impedance of about 600 ohms would do very well.
Darwin, well, thank you. That gives me what I need. I think I've got several mics flying around that I can dig out and use. So I think I'll try hooking up this for another system. Thank you.
Oh, glad you came here for an answer. KK4JBQ, back to net control. Thank you, Anna.
4JBQ, WDAROM, this is KO4RYP. Thank you, Mr. Larry. I appreciate you helping answer that question for Mr. Ed. I would also like to add, I have used Echolink. I have it on my phone. I have an iPhone and have that app. So it's just great for when you're away from your radio or traveling out of repeater range that you can still check in and monitor a certain frequency. When I registered on Echolink, it actually asked me, I don't know if this is a new thing or not, to upload a copy of my amateur license. So you might just want to have that kind of handy to be able to upload too. But it was very, very quick, like within 20 or 30 minutes, I was registered and could access the repeater from Echolink. I know my husband, Chad, has accessed repeaters in different countries through Echolink, which is really, really neat, too. You can just kind of search for repeaters all over the world that are Echolink-enabled and talk to people everywhere. So it really is a really cool tool to use for amateurs to be able to communicate more when they're away from the radio and farther and wider than maybe your antenna will allow. So WD8RON, thank you so much for your question and for checking in with me and sticking around. You have anything else for us tonight?
WD8RON, I'm going to stay after the net. Chad, KO4NUE, and I have been talking about some place nets, and I was going to stick around and carry on a conversation about that.
Absolutely. I know that he will love to chat with you. He's been doing a lot of research and talking to a lot of different people about that. So I will gladly turn it over to him after I close out the nets, and you all can chat as long as you want. All right. At this time, I want to check and make sure I haven't missed anyone for comments or check-ins. Anyone else with comments or check-ins, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
KO4YRP. Santa, this is Daniel in Taylor's, and this is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. I hope you guys are doing great tonight.
This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Daniel in Taylor's, KI4DTY. Thanks for checking in, Mr. Daniel. I was kind of wondering where you were. I hadn't heard you yet, so thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. Any other stations for comments or check-ins, please call KO4RYP or Net Control.
Net Control, comment, KO4PXB.
Comment.
When you're installing the Echolink, I got the question of the to allow the system through the Windows firewall that's locally on the PC when it's up and running. So you just have to go through there and tell it to allow. If not, it will block your application from running.
4PXB, it's KO4RYP. Thank you for that, Lord. That is a good thing to remember. We forget stuff like that sometimes. So thank you for bringing that up. That'll make it easier for Mr. Ed when he goes to install. Thanks so much, Mr. Lloyd.
As to the fact that I'm a server manager and I deal with computer stuff every single minute of the day, even when I get home, my wife goes to here, she messed something up or not sure how something works, and all I get was fix it. And I asked, what did you do? Well, I don't know, just fix it.
That sounds a little like me. I have a funny story, Mr. Lloyd. You'll probably appreciate this. So my job is through a virtual school, and I was messaging with one of my teachers today, and somehow or another I hit a keystroke, and everything I typed it backwards, and I could not for the life of me figure out how to fix it. And we just had a big kick out of it. I just had to close everything down and start over, but I needed you today, Lloyd, so I could say, I don't know what I've done, but just fix it, because everything I typed was backwards.
That's funny. A very funny story. Many years ago, I sat there and played a joke on my wife. I set a timer to relay through the speaker. It said, hello, Tracy, hello, Tracy. And she happened to walk by the computer when it said it, and she just looked at it real quick and just scared her, and it scared her half to death when the computer spoke to her.
It's too funny. Poor Miss Tracy. You tell her that I said hello. I have spent a long time since we've seen you guys, so you please tell her I said hello. When the kids were still at home, they did something with Chad's phone to where anytime he typed, when he was texting, anytime he typed the letter S, it would autofill with shut up. So it drove him crazy till he figured out, and they just thought it was the the greatest joke ever that they played on him. So, oh my goodness, these technology pranks. I'm not so sure about them all.
Parents are getting smarter with computers. They can, you know, return about as fair play.
You got that right.
It was very funny when Tracy was in college. I went and got the engagement ring that she never saw and never picked out. And so I went into the office where she was working for her computer program. And I'm not sure if you ever heard the program called QBasic, but it's a rudimentary DOS programming language. And so she was out there for a second. But she was working on this program. She had been working on it for like 3 hours. And it would get to a certain part, and it would just say syntax error. So I came in and asked her to close her eyes, and she said, "What do you want? I don't have time for this." So I just, you know, at that point in time, I just kind of told her, "Shut up and close her eyes." And then I put the ring over her head, you know, in front of her, and asked her to marry me. And I said, "Oh, by the way, if you'll take that double space out of that line, it'll work." And it worked after she did so. And then I got the word that she hated me because she'd been working on it 3 hours. And I walked in there in a couple of minutes and looked at it and told her to take the double space out of the line. And it worked because in computer language, in a space is considered a character. And it doesn't know what to do with the space, so it wouldn't work. And so after that, she, you know, any point in time, you know, she needed computer stuff, it was always asked me for her and her family and friends.
That's great. Somehow or another, I think she probably forgave you pretty quick for being able to fix it that fast, since you did show up and fix it and gave her an engagement ring all at the same time. So I think that probably won you a few brownie points. Not only did you help her get her computer issue so she didn't have the error anymore, you also asked her to become your wife. So I think that's great. I think that's great.
That decision on my part.
This is KO4RYP. I've enjoyed talking with you. Please tell Miss Tracy I said hello. And I'm going to pause for just a second and see if we have anyone else for comments or check-ins. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4RYP or Net Control. This is KO4RYP, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just a reminder, we run this net every night at 9 p.m., and we sure would appreciate your patronage tomorrow night and every night thereafter. At this time, I will pause and submit my net report electronically. This is KO4RYP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3s and good night.
ABQ, KO4NUE.
NUE. KK4JBQ here. Oh, Anna had a nice net tonight. Thank you, Anna.
I cannot tell you how excited we were to hear Donna check in tonight. I mean, that was just, we had a fine meal for supper. We had biscuits and gravy, grits and eggs, and Anna made her biscuits, and she's got the best biscuits in the world. So, how pleasant was that to have such a fine meal and to have Donna check into the net? That was just amazing. I mean, just amazing. So, tell her she made our night tonight. So, anyway, with that said, Larry, you got time for a couple questions about, or observations about Simplex. I know Ed is in there, WD8RON. He called me 2 days ago and gave me some ideas about Simplex that I just have never really thought about. And, you know, just wanted to comment on a couple of those. before we get into discussion. So are you available for a short time?
I'll be here as long as necessary. Let me preface it with this. Many hams take advantage of all the other things in our hobby, and Simplex is really, frankly, it's been overlooked, except for one group, the Amateur Radio Emergency Services, ARES, will use Simplex quite a lot. And so in my research, I've learned a few things about Simplex I didn't know. So maybe I can share those things with you. KK4JBQ.